Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. Glad to have you listening in. It is the organized chaos that is a Tuesday night training call with Perium, especially when we've got two star crowns. So I know that all of you are excited about listening to the information tonight. We've got Mary Kay Mullally from California. We've got Rachel and Marina. Rachel from New Jersey, Marina from Florida, MR Dream Team, gonna be on the line. So first of all, before I go any further, I heard Mary Kay, Marina, you on the line?
I am, I'm here.
Fantastic, perfect. So you got such good, good conference call manners. You had your line muted. That's perfect. Rachel, you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me, David?
I can. Awesome, awesome. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I mean, normally we like to keep the lines open for, you know, for another minute or two hearing announcements, but I can just say that, you know, in the short period of time that we were on the line there, plus our transformation support call, which David Sandoval hosted, I mean, we had people from California and New Jersey and Maryland and Minnesota and Florida and Ohio and Colorado and Hawaii and Michigan and Connecticut and Nevada and Utah and Texas and Tennessee and Iowa and a bunch of folks from Canada and Saskatoon and Toronto and Vancouver and just all over the place. And it's exciting because we're at this, you know, magic time right now. 2014 was our breakout year. In 2015, we're going to be making a big run. And what's exciting to me is that, you know, people are not slowing down. That while other companies are slowing down for the holidays, you know, our Perium team continues to move forward in a big, big, big way. So there were lots of people who rank advanced in the month of November. We had a record-breaking month and just want to congratulate everybody for all the success that you had, that we had, and that we're going to have. Importantly, in 2015. So the call's actually already being recorded. The beeps are already muted. So I'm going to go ahead and get the call started. Before I introduce our new two-star crowns, what I'd like to do is just give a couple of Cortamino special. It was one of the most popular programs we've ever introduced. So we brought it back by popular demand. And importantly, not only did we bring it back for December, but we reset everybody's clock. So in November, our buy three, get one free on the Master Aminos allowed a limit of only 5 per member, and we're going to have that same 5 per member limit for the month of December, but we've reset everybody's clock, so that means that you're able to buy 5 more specials. So even if you bought your 5 specials, buy three, get one free on the Master Aminos in November, as of December 1st, we've reset, so everybody has the opportunity to buy 5 more. So we hope that you take advantage of this. For those of you who've been on the transformation support calls, you know, David Sandoval calls the Master Aminos the linchpin to our cleanse. And importantly, for those of you who are athletes, it's a product that's unbelievable for muscle building and, building lean muscle and helping to burn fat. So, you know, we have, what everybody else wants and, you have an opportunity to get it at a significantly discounted price. So, take advantage of that for sure. We always run a premier special every month. The month of December is ImmunoMax. So for those of you who want to make sure your immune system is revved up before winter gets into full gear, you know, this is the time of year where people get sick just in that transition phase. And so we've got a buy three, get one free on ImmunoMax as well. So I love that David Sandoval is so committed to the products and to the education and making sure that we have product specials, that we are product focused. And that he actually has been leading our group cleanse. So, you know, for those of you who've been on the group cleanse calls, you know how valuable they've been. We've got a support group page, the post, Thanksgiving transformation Facebook page that's up, getting a lot of activity on that. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Make sure that you read your email blasts. If you haven't already, you should, join our Team Sandoval, text message platform as well. So if you text the word Team Sandoval, that's one word, T-E-A-M-S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, Team Sandoval, to 55678 in the U.S., I believe it's 70734 in Canada, then you'll be plugged in. You'll be getting, you know, about 3-4 times the number of texts that the majority of the field members get, so you'll learn about these specials sooner. You'll hear about these calls and get good reminders. So, you know, take advantage of that. Use our text messaging platform. Just text the word Team Sandoval to 55678. Prosper Magazine. I'm blown away by what this Prosper Magazine looks like. I just got a sneak preview from our publisher. And it is going to be a game changer for us. As far as a business presentation for our company to be featured in a third-party publication in January as we go into transformation season with all of the lifestyle success stories of our top field leaders, a lot of great information about David Sandoval, about Amy Venner, information about Healthy Happy Hours and our technology platform. I mean, it's amazing what they've done for us in showing how unique our business opportunity is from a business perspective. And so to have Prosper Magazine available for your Healthy Happy Hours coming out of the gate as soon as they're published is going to be a big advantage. So my understanding, and I'm not positive, but I believe that they will be in-house before Christmas. So if you pre-order them now, they're 20 magazines for just $60. That's $3 a magazine, and they're going to be an absolute essential for Healthy Happy Hours. The price will be going up. I'm not sure what they're going up to, but at least $3.50, maybe $4 per magazine after we launch it. So you're going to want to get your magazines here this month, and best is just to get on the pre-order list. There are a limited number of magazines, and you want to make sure you're not caught short and so that you're ready January 1 with your magazines in hand so you can do your Healthy Happy Hour. So exciting stuff going on from a product perspective, exciting stuff going on from a business perspective. And, you know, my experience is that, you know, people see things differently, and that leaders, winners, people who succeed are always seeing opportunity. They're always seeing a way to promote what's going on. They see things that other people don't see, and we certainly have three people on the line that do exactly that. That they looked at the month of November and said, fantastic. You know, this is a great month for us to promote. We're rolling into 2015. We're rolling into Thanksgiving. We got product specials. We got everything we need to be successful. And so I've asked all three of them to be on the line tonight. So these are our new two-star crowns. And first I'd like to bring from California Mary Kay Mullally on the line. And so she can talk a little bit about herself. For those of you who don't know Mary Kay, I mean, she's a fantastic representative of our company, top to bottom, start to finish in every way. And it's a pleasure to have you on the line tonight. Mary Kay, are you on with us?
I am. David, thanks so much for your kind words. It's my honor and privilege to be on the line tonight.
Well, fantastic. Well, why don't you share your story a little bit for those of you who don't know you as to what you were doing prior to Purium and what attracted you to Purium and what brought you to this moment here.
Sure. Well, as you said, I live in Southern California in Encinitas, California. I'm originally from Jamaica. My family and husband and two kids moved here in 1999, and I've made my home here in San Diego since then. I've worked in the technology field. I'm a business analyst. I work with financial software, and I actually still have my full-time job. And I'm passionate about health, though, and I have been for the last probably 10 years or so, really on a mission to empower people's health. And so when I was introduced to Purium last year, exactly 1 year ago, a year and a day ago, actually, that I was introduced to Purium by my good friend Chet Seeley, I was definitely attracted by the purity of the products, the simplicity of the program, and just how clean the program was. And I got on the product, lost 12 and a half pounds in 10 days and was totally blown away. And that's being, you know, I was vegan, raw, for 6 years prior to that, and I thought, man, you know, how could I find anything more clean than that? But I still, you know, was battling some weight issues, some hormonal issues, still had sugar cravings and so on. So I was totally blown away by the product. And, you know, I was hesitant to jump back into the business side of things because I have built one other company before, had a modicum of success, but nothing like I've experienced here. And, you know, I did make some very common, simple mistakes, and didn't have near the guidance that I've had, you know, with Purium. And I really need to stop and, for a moment, really acknowledge David Scoltetti, who took me under his wing and mentored me and guided me and really showed me what it means to be a professional network marketer, and kind of got off from there, David, and it's been an amazing ride.
Well, fantastic. Your story is amazing. A couple things stand out. And the first is that you said, I am in the technology business. I was, that you still have a full-time job as a two-star crown. So the first question I got to ask you is time management. You know, you've got to have some amazing time management tips as far as how you organize your life and how you put so much into Purium while still managing a full-time job.
Absolutely. That's something that I've had to master big time. So I maximize my time. I build my business in 15-minute increments throughout the day. You know, if I have time before I get started in the morning, I'll do some calls. I take some time at lunchtime, do some calls, do calls in the afternoon. And luckily, I work from home, so I can do my business at any time. I do my job at any time of day or night. So, you know, honestly, I work hard, but the payoff has been so large that it's just a pleasure to do it, you know. I'm kind of one of those plate spinners, David. I just keep all the plates spinning at all times, and I just have a do-whatever-it-takes attitude, and I make it work.
No doubt. And, you know, it's a great... you know, you talk about David Scultetti mentoring you, and it's a great mentorship that you're giving to lots of people to let them know that they can expand their limitations and break down some boundaries and barriers in their mind that, oh, I have a full-time job, so I can't be that successful in this business. So, you know, really admire what you've done with that. And speaking of David Scultetti and the mentorship that he gave you, why don't you share a couple of you know, your favorite pieces of advice from him that, you know, that you use on a regular basis to help build your business and help energize your team.
Sure. Well, I mean, it really started out with my distinguishing my why. You know, David took a lot of time to find out what was driving me and why I was doing this. And I'm looking back, I can see that is where it all began for me. And I did start off with a strong why, and my why is my family. You know, my family is everything to me, as I'm sure it is for everybody on this phone call. And, you know, I just desperately wanted to relieve our financial, you know, stress. And, you know, I worked very hard, and, you know, our family has worked very hard, and we found that we were just working to pay the bills. And I desperately wanted to relieve that, and I just, you know, I just didn't know how I was going to do it, and I saw an opportunity with Purium. And that was what was always in the background for me, is my why. And that why was big enough to have nothing get in the way. And what I've learned from David and from my mentors is that when your why is big enough, nothing gets in the way. And when you don't have a strong enough why or you have no why, everything gets in the way. So you've got to ask yourself, what is your why? You know, what is it that's going to make you face your fears? What's going to make you pick up that phone when you're afraid? Because I can tell you, David, you probably know this, I've been through hundreds of no's to get my best yeses. And every time I did, every time I took action, that action would kill my fear. And another thing that I really learned is that action kills fear, and fear kills action. And so you've got to have that why be big enough to have you face those fears and take them on, because, you know, this is a business about development and personal growth. So, you know, the other thing that I've really learned is that, you know, people say, well, what's the secret to success? And I've learned there is no secret. There is no secret. You know, the thing that David Scultetti taught me is that it's essential to have a DMO, you know, a daily method of operation. And what I've learned is that it's about focusing on that daily activity. You know, even as a two-star crown, I have a daily method of operation. My daily method of operation has always been about contacting a few people on a consistent basis from my list. So, number one, you have to have a list. David taught me, if you don't have a list and you start calling from your phone, then you're going to call 10 people, get 9 no's, and, you know, get discouraged and quit. But if you have a list and you have a network notebook where you can add a few names every day and contact a couple of people from that list every single day, then you're going to be consistent, and over time, you're going to enroll a lot of people. You know, I've enrolled 55 people, David, actually looked. I've enrolled 55 people in the last 12 months. Now, that's not a lot. And, you know, from that 55 people, I'm now a two-star crown. So, you know, one of the things that I did, you know, I got back to basics in this month of November. And I said, you know what, I'm going to be a student of my own teachings. This is what I teach my team, is be consistent, have your list, add a couple names to your list every single day, and make at least two contacts from that list every day. So what I took on in November was having two conversations every single day, reaching out, asking the magic questions, have you ever heard of the 10 Day Celebrity Transformation, to at least two people, and setting up three-way calls with David, with my up team, and that has created, you know, so much momentum in my team this month. It's crazy. So that's the other thing, a daily method of operation, having two contacts a day and adding a couple of names to your list every single day. You know, the other thing I'll say, David, is, you know, David has made this very, very clear to me. I know there are a lot of Davids, and I love you all, but nobody has ever broken a rank in their comfort zone. And so, you know, I've had to get out of my comfort zone. It could not be more true for me this month and really every month that I've broken a rank. And it's about taking those small steps. And every time you take a step and you have a result, that's going to build your belief. And every time your belief gets built, you're going to take another step. And you're going to, you know, it's just a great positive cycle to get in. And as a result of that, you're going to grow as a person. I've grown so much in the last year, and I owe that to Dave Sandoval and Amy and you, you know, for that growth. Before I get all teary, I know, you know, but I just love who I get to be for other people and for myself as a result of building this business. It's really incredible. So, you know, that part is super important, just growing as a person by taking action, facing your fears, and just going for it. And then, you know, the other big thing that David Spoltetti has drilled into me and really all of our team is that it's all about duplication. You know, it doesn't matter what works. You know, it doesn't matter if I think something's going to be a great idea, you know, to generate business. It only matters if it duplicates. So every single thing that I do, I'm thinking about, well, is this going to duplicate? Would my team be able to do this, or is this just a Mary Kay thing? And if it's just a Mary Kay thing, I throw it out. And you know me, if everybody on here that studies the bank code, I'm a B person. I'm all about systems. I'm all about what duplicates. And that's what I've really, really focused on, is duplication. You know, duplicating the game plan, following the game plan, having healthy happy hours, supporting my team to do the same, and using third-party validation, three-way calls, teaching people how to invite, how to get people on calls. And ultimately, it's down to the basics. It's ultimately down to making consistent action every day, exposing people, exposing, asking the magic question. And at the end of the day, you're going to have results if you can follow those basics. So that's pretty much what I've learned, David.
Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, I mean, I love your energy. I love your systematic approach, your action orientation, building lists, you know, your method of operation, your consistency and all that. But what I love more than that is your heart. So I appreciate you sharing a lot of some words of wisdom and also a little bit of your heart here tonight, Mary Kay. So congratulations on Q-Star. I know it's the beginning of bigger, better things, and we'll see you at Crown Trip next week. Looking forward to it. And a couple other folks that'll be on the Crown Trip next week are the MR Dream Team. So we'll start with the M, Marina, from Florida. So Marina Simone, they say the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack, and this team, MR Dream Team, runs fast. In fact, you know, sometimes it's just a blur, whether it's a phone call, whether it's a meeting, whatever it is, text message, it's whoosh, and on to the next. So, Marina, why don't you share a little bit about your story and talk a little bit about, you know, how you build your business. But let's just get a little bit of your background first.
Absolutely. So thanks again for having me on the call and having us all on. And Mary Kay, you rock. And she's one of my mentors. So I love everything she was just talking about. But as far as me, as far as my background, I mean, I grew up in a house where my mom was a principal of a school, so education was kind of slammed in my head forever, and go to college and a 40-year plan, and watching my mom at, you know, in her 50s, watching her start all over and still be in a financial position when she did everything right kind of just scared me. So I didn't finish college like I should have, but I just kind of played around and looking for my own businesses, and I ended up working at Amazon, a third-party company for them, and in the corporate ladder, just kind of building a business for everybody else. And I did. I built a phenomenal business with them for the pet industry and for tactical gear. And what I realized was I was building it for them, and I was just getting paid salary. So, you know, I kind of merged off from that and with my husband opened a meal plan company where, you know, we were just, our passion was just to help people, and it was, you know, turned into us making some extra money just to pay the bills. We tampered in network marketing a little bit, but we never really found a company that we felt like was home until we found Purium.
Well, this is a business for entrepreneurs, and some people get that immediately and some people don't. And some people don't realize that they have it deep down within them, you know, that there is power in building your own business. And I know that you share that really well. Why don't you talk a little bit deeper about being an entrepreneur, what that means to you, why it's important to you, and how you communicate that to your team?
Absolutely. For personal reasons, I just never did really well with bosses. I'm good at taking constructive criticism, but taking, you know, orders is just something I wasn't good at. If I'm going to build something, it needs to be for myself and for my family and for having a bigger purpose. I just believe purpose can move mountains, and I feel like that's what we're doing here. And as far as being an entrepreneur, I mean, we're in America, and we can do it. We can do anything we want. I mean, you can invent something and then tomorrow become a millionaire. Like, we have that opportunity here. And with Purium, it's like all the hard stuff is already done for us, you know? So what I fell in love with, and I'll just tell you guys, I mean, when I was approached by April Neagle, she was talking about doing a cleanse, and I just kind of looked at her like, what do I need to do a cleanse for? Because I literally need to gain weight, right? So I kind of just looked at her, but when I looked deeper into the business of it, it was just like everything that I was looking for. You know, I don't have to worry about shipping anything. I don't have to create a product. I don't have to invent anything. You guys already did all that. Dave Scandal and Amy Venner, they did the hard stuff 22 years for me. All I had to do was come in, tap into my network, and share with the gift card marketing. And the timing that we had here, I just fell in love, and I just could not wait to just run, bring a herd of people to do this with us, and just for the better of everybody, just because what these gift cards are doing. So on a business standpoint, with my mentality is, if you're going to build something, it needs to be for you. It needs to be for something you can hand down to your children and their children and their children, not go build somebody else's dream, because at the end of the day, that's what the J-O-B is, Journey of the Broke. You're building somebody else's dream, and I'm over it, and I was over it. And I'll tell you, you know, we were really, Rachel and I were just over network marketing because we had a bad taste in our mouth. So you guys will probably hear that a lot. And, you know, when we come across that, we just build that relationship with somebody because we know where we were at. We were done. We were burned so bad, sold a dream. And what we have with Purium is so product forward that we built a business by accident and then could just run with it. And it's just amazing.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, you know, I think it's a great part of your story is that, you know, that you weren't looking for a business, that not only were you not looking for a business, but you were quite skeptical about doing another network marketing company. So I think it is important for, you know, people out there, you know, that are afraid of getting a no, to understand that sometimes there's a big, big, big yes, and it only takes one big, big, big yes, to really change your life and the financial situation of, you know, your family's life. So, one quick thing, Marina, before we bring on Rachel, then why don't you share a little bit about your vision for 2015? You know, obviously you've got a fast-growing business, you've got, you know, teams, you know, growing all over the place. You know, to tell us what you're excited about and what you think is going to happen for MR Dream Team next year.
Absolutely. Anxiety of my life because I cannot wait for January, February, and March because I heard what happened last year, and I'm just so ready. And what Rachel and I, you know, every beginning of the month, Rachel and I really sit down and really, like, plan out what we want for our team. And my vision for 2015 is creating 10 more crowns into this organization. And it's funny, you say, like, how fast we grow. And Rachel and I are trying to catch up. And we are so grateful for the leaders that have stepped up in our organization that have really just emerged. And I'm just so excited to meet the new leaders that are going to come in that we haven't even met yet, because they're going to just bring some flavor to this, to our organization that we haven't seen. And we know we haven't even tapped into everything. Like, I still have people on my list I don't, haven't even had time to reach out to yet. And I'm just so excited because people are starting to see our success all over social media. And I have people reaching out to me, like, asking me to mentor them onto how they can change their life. And I just can't wait to help as many people as I can. And I'm ready to turn those thousands into millions. Like, that's my vision. Nice. I cannot wait to help this company get to a $1 billion company.
Nice. Well, you know, they say it starts out about products and money, and it really turns into a business about people. And it turns into a business about helping people and mentoring people and moving people forward and helping them to achieve their dreams. And I know that that's something that you work on a regular basis, and appreciate you for doing that. And glad your vision is so big for your team. And a big part of your team is on the line up in New Jersey, Rachel. So Rachel Ortenz from New Jersey is the R in MR Dream Team. And Rachel, glad to have you on the line.
Thank you, Dave. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. So let's hear a little bit about your backstory, what brought you to Perium and, you know, got you to this point.
Okay. I'll try to be fast. So my background is in health and wellness. It's always been my passion to help people. I am a Pilates teacher, massage therapist, and you know, after having my kids, I was looking to go back into that field because my clients were missing me, and I loved, you know, helping people. And but I found that what I was doing was just paying a babysitter to watch my kids, and I was making less money than my babysitter because by the time I spent, you know, traveling into the city and paying for my babysitter, it was out the window. So that's when network marketing found me. I was looking for opportunity. I had found a company. Marina and I were both in, like she has mentioned, you know, worked as hard as I possibly could, did everything I was told to do. I learned a lot. I went through a lot of training, and I stepped up into leadership, but we didn't get quite as far as we thought we were going to be in 2 years working in that company. So it was really like, the vehicle was really like a Vespa trying to get to California from New York, and we didn't quite get there. So in the interim, I found an opportunity working in sales for a pharmaceutical company, which I had been doing for a year. And, you know, working, being really successful and making a lot of money. But, you know, like Marina mentioned, I have this thing against bosses myself. I'm allergic to them. And so, you know, having someone breathing down your neck is just not cramping my style totally. And that's when Marina reached out to me in March and told me about Perium. And at first, I was very callous and defensive, and I was a brat, to be honest, getting on the phone with you, I remember. And I hope you don't remember that. But and David Scoltetti, and just, like, very resistant. But you know, Marina, she kept saying, let's just do the cleanse, let's just see what happens. And then after learning more about the gift card marketing system and how it works, we started to get really excited, and it was just full-out massive action, even though, you know, I had a lot of weights up in the air, like Mary Kay said, I was just juggling so much. And that's the reason why we became a partnership, because, you know, I just knew that I couldn't do it by myself. So, you know, fast forward to where we are now, we find Perium, and that's really, you know, this is the vehicle that's going to get us there, and it's gotten us there. You know, this is like Ferrari compared to what we were in before, and it's exciting. I mean, it's been such an emotional roller coaster, because we went from feeling defeated to now feeling triumphant in just a short, I mean, less than a year. It's been absolutely just incredible, I mean, to say the least.
Nice. So it sounds like between you and Marina, you're going to start Bosses Anonymous as a little side business there. So thanks for sharing your story. You know, your story's got several really interesting pieces. You know, the piece of doing what you love, Pilates, but not making much money, and doing something that you really didn't believe in quite as much, which is, you know, doing the pharmaceutical sales and having a boss, and then doing something that, you know, you thought was your direction and having the disappointment of, you know, finding out that the vehicle wasn't as strong as it appeared to be. So I've got to believe that consistency and determination is, you know, one of the things that's important to you. Tell me a little bit about, you know, that trait as well as any other traits that you look for in other people, or things that you've developed in yourself or think that people should be developing in themselves to make sure that they, you know, are as successful as they can be.
Yes. I mean, consistency is absolutely so important. I mean, and to go along with that, you know, I believe that you need to be as hungry as you are today than you were when you first enrolled. And that's how I feel. I feel like I am just as passionate and hungry as I was when I first heard about network marketing as I am today. And, you know, that will never change. I will never lose that passion and that hunger. You know, and it's not about making money. Yes, that's great, but it's about helping people and keeping that vision so clear in my mind and where we want to go with this and the lives that we want to change along the way and helping people to reach their goals. You know, that's what really drives me. And it's just, you know, I can't even begin to tell you how much passion that both Marina and I have for this business and for our team. That, to me, I think that's really my driving force, is having that clear vision and my passion.
Nice. Well, as Marina said, you know, you all started in April, so you missed that January, February, March run that is transformation season. Anything in particular that you're setting up for, thinking about, you know, getting people, you know, already thinking about, you know, the new year and what that's going to mean to them, and how do you position, you know, sitting here in early December, the run that you're going to make for your team?
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. We definitely, Marina and I have been masterminding a lot. We've already come up with different strategies as far as, you know, empowering our leaders that we have now to empower them to step up even more. You know, we definitely have all systems in place in that sense. And, you know, we're definitely going to capitalize on the fact that we're in Prosper. I mean, that's a given. And not only us, but the company. And we're booked every single weekend in January, and we're starting to book out February. And I'm preparing my husband for this because he's got to get on board or get out of my way. And, you know, we know that this is a run that we're preparing our team that, you know, they're going to be on board with us. And this is just the way it is. You know, we have to capitalize on these next crucial months and just put the pedal to the metal and, you know, keep doing what we're doing, but we're definitely going to step it up and just ride that wave really hard.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm excited for you. I'm excited about what you've accomplished already, and very excited about what you're going to accomplish. And, yeah, you sure will be in Prosper, and both of you will be at the Crown Trip at the Ritz-Carlton next week. Looking forward to seeing you, and spend a little time brainstorming and getting clear on our focus for our run here in 2015 as a company. So glad you're a big part of it, and thanks for sharing tonight.
Thanks, David.
All right. Well, thanks so much to Mary Kay, to Marina, and to Rachel for sharing so openly so many good ideas. I mean, you know, it just the themes were very, very consistent about having a method of operation, being consistent, focusing on duplication, focusing on action, you know, being there for your team, supporting your team, being ahead of the curve. You know, there's just a lot of lessons over and over and over again. And so, yeah, you need to check your own checklist and be brave. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, do I have action that's killing fear, or do I have fear that's killing action, as Mary Kay said, and how can I get over that fear? How can I expand my comfort zone so I can become bigger than that fear, create that action, and move forward, because this is action time right now. So, you know, make no mistake about it, that the people that are going to build the biggest businesses next year are full out in action. Just like Rachel was saying, you know, they're booked out for January and starting to book February. So, you know, for those of you just thinking about shutting down for the holidays, you know, they're already gearing up for months ahead, and that's the difference. You know, Mary Kay has a full-time job. You know, Marina and Rachel have kids. They're all super busy. Everyone has their own issues. They figured out a way through time management, having a big why, focus, and being entrepreneurs, they figured out a way to make sure that they're doing what's necessary to be successful. So there were a lot of good words of wisdom, and I hope that you found something in there tonight that you can take and put into action this week. So let's put some new stuff into action this week, and that action will kill fear. So congratulations again to Mary Kay and to Marina and to Rachel and to everybody who rank advanced. I mean, we had a bunch of new red diamonds. We had Natalie Cacciatore and Gloria Coppola from Florida. We had Emily Watson from California, and lots of people building their business, getting close to new ranks. So it's exciting. You know, it's a really, really exciting. But make no mistake, you know, we're going to make a big, big run in 2015, and the people who are going to lead that run are thinking about it right now. So thanks for being on the line tonight. Transformation support call tomorrow night. Meet the owners call tomorrow night. We're packing it out and keeping things rolling. So thanks for being on the line tonight. Good night, everybody.